I'll start decisioning on Steven Pratt. Pratt is P-R-A-T-T, Pratt, P as in Paul, P-R-A-T-T, T as in Thomas. Steven Pratt, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Steven. Date of birth is 5/16/1948. Date of visit 2/17/22. Please make copy for Anne Lind. Lind, Anne, Arnp. Next paragraph. Dear Anne, thank you for sending Stephen Pratt for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has had shortness of breath and coughing spells. Has a past history for chronic kidney disease and a history of coronary artery disease. The patient was sent for a CT chest on 12/15/21, and it showed a it showed a mild fluid in the fissures, and no pneumothorax, and it showed the post-surgical changes due to CABG. The patient has no leg swelling, denies chest pains or abdominal pains, and denied any leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of CABG times 3 and aortic valve replacement. In February 2013, he also had a left carotid endarterectomy in 2013, and aortic aneurysm. Stented in 2013. He had cataract surgery and retinal detachment repaired in 2013, and right knee meniscus repair in 2015, and cataract surgery in 08. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient was a smoker, a pack per day for 40 years and quit 13 years ago. No significant alcohol. He was a truck driver. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of breast cancer. Father died of unknown causes. One sister also had breast cancer. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient had no weight loss, fever, or fatigue. and no double vision, cataracts or glaucoma, and no vertigo, hoarseness and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency dysuria, no hay fever, but has wheezing and shortness of breath and hemoptysis, denies any abdominal pains, rectal bleeding or diarrhea, and had no chest or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling, no depression or anxiety, and no joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures or headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list included Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, Coumadin 5 milligrams every other day, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, Lisinopril 10 milligrams HS, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, and Omeprazole 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There is no sign of the vitreous superficial edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 96. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matches, throat is clear. Next, supple, no bruise in the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant bat sounds. And scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart seems irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mastogen, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities will. No edema, no calf tenderness, reflects the 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions are observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Number one is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is history of aortic valve replacement and CABG times 3. And number three is history of carotid artery stenosis. Number four is atrial fibrillation. Number five is chronic kidney disease. And next paragraph, plan. Patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He will continue with anticoagulation with Coumadin, 5 milligrams. Every other day, and advised to use Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and he will come in for a follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks. The patient may qualify to use a long-acting bronchodilator with a steroid inhaler. We will wait for the follow-up PFTs. I'm sorry, we'll wait for his follow-up visit and completion of the PFTs. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ann Lind, ARNP. And it's ANN Lind, LIND, ARNP. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza.